Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Zechor the Miriam Perek Chofei, Shir number 97. The Chavetz Chaim now will give us an Eitzah, advice from the Chavetz Chaim, how to approach this constant Yetzah Hara of speaking Lashon Hara. And he tells us that this Eitzah was discussed with the Rosh Yeshivas of his time period. And they made a group, a Chabura, a group of Tamidei Chachamim, which was called Agudos HaShomrim, Agudos HaShomrim, the group of Shomrim, guards. Why was it called this? Because of the Pasuk, Shomer Piv Ulushoinoi, Shomer Mitzoras Nafshoi, one who is Shomer, one who guards his mouth and his tongue, he will be guarding himself from Tzoras Nafshoi, from difficulties, from tzoros, from tragedies. We all want to avoid going to doctors. The Chavetz Chaim is telling us, this is an eitzah, to avoid going to doctors. The Hainu shekol echod yira, each person should see fit for himself. Lehischazek, to strengthen. Be'inyan hakodosh hazeh, with this very holy work. Lishmar piv ulushoinai midiburim asurim. That's what this Shomer Agudas HaShomrim is about. This group is to be chaverim, a group together to mechazek each other, not to speak dvarim asurim, not to speak forbidden words. Now listen to this. V'hiskamnu, and we all agreed, Shekol eched yira lilmoid inyan zeh al koponim shloisho po'omim b'shavua. That every single member of this holy group, this group that is a group of Rosh Yeshivas back in the time of the Chavetz Chaim, said that we're going to spend 3 times a week. How much time during each day of this 3 times a week? A half an hour, 3 times a week. And he gives an example. He says, on Monday, Thursday, we're going to learn the halachas of Shmiras Halashon. And on Shabbos Kodesh, to learn the Musar of the topic of Shmiras Halashon. The Chavetz Chaim continues and says that they chose to use the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, which he wrote, which has the halachas of proper speech, in regards to the Musar that they would learn Shabbos, they use the Sefer Shmiras Halashon, Chelek Aleph and Chelek Beis, that discusses the Musar of this topic. He concludes this perek by telling us that every Rosh Chodesh, once a month, they would gather together to discuss this topic. The Hainu Bechol Erev Rosh Chodesh. Tiskone is kol achaburo, the whole group gathered together, or at least the leaders of this group, to discuss different ways to mechazek this holy chaburo, this topic that HaKadosh Baruch was so makbid on. And he concludes that those who follow in such a path will be benched, will be blessed with all the brachas that were given by Hagrizim from the Leviim, v'orum bris Hashem, v'onu kol ha'om, v'imru amen.